Strong demand and competitive bidding push land prices higher. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.
I'm not an economist, but I just think there are going to be so many people who were making it and now won't be. And that's going to pull consumer demand down. And yes, there's been money made, but we're having to pump in so much money from federal governments. And the thing that's going to kick in is the state and local governments who don't have the money are going to have to cut back. And so there will be some more layoffs from local governments and from other businesses.
Those ominous words from Randy Dickett with Farmers National Company back in 2020 as the pandemic raged. Fast forward to the present, interest in purchasing agricultural land has grown since a coronavirus pandemic-induced slowdown blanketed the land market last spring. Farmers are feeling more financially secure as very strong commodity prices arrived on top of large government payments in 2020. This is propelling farmers to bid more aggressively for additional land than has been the case during the past 6 years. Individual investors, both first-time and experienced buyers, are stepping into the land market as they search for a safe, long-term real estate investment in a low-interest rate environment. Investor buyers seldom outbid farmer buyers for a good farm unless they have 1031 tax-deferred exchange funds to spend in a short time period. This report was produced by the Ag Information Network. I'm David Sparks.